If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
As we told you earlier, the Chicago Blackhawks will be honoring the legacy of Rocky Wirtz at an event that's open to the public on Wednesday, next Wednesday, the 9th of August at the United Center, and that'll be at 11 a.m. More on that in a minute. Let's talk to the Blackhawks radio voice, John Weideman. John, good morning to you. Over the years, did you have much personal contact with Rocky?
First of all, Bob, good morning. And yes, I did. I was quite fortunate. I think all of us were. Anybody that had the opportunity to work for Rocky was really more fortunate than they knew. Bob, I've been around a few professional sports teams, owners, and I can tell you that none of them, not one of them, could compare. None of them could hold a candle to Rocky Wirtz. He was such, in my opinion, such a great man and a kind and caring man. You know, when you were around Rocky, I never got the feeling that I was around this ivory tower professional sports team owner. I always felt like I was around a family member and a friend, because that's the way Rocky made you feel. I mean, he kind of puts you at ease from the moment that he shook your hand and, you know, he gave you the warm smile. How are you? He was a genuine man. He cared. He was a generous man, I think, to a fault. And, Bob, I got to tell you, he was so good to me and to my family. It's just beyond compare. And I already miss the man. He's a great, great man.
John, good morning. You, of course, had front row seat for the renaissance, the turnaround of the Blackhawks in the late 2000s to 2010, the first of the Stanley Cups in that era. How much did that mean to Rocky? What did that mean to him, not only from the standpoint of being the chairman of the Blackhawks, but from a personal standpoint?
I think it made a great deal, Dave. When you think about where the team was when he took over, you know, it was in a bad way. And Rocky sized things up pretty quickly, I think. He hired people that he knew could get the franchise turned around, and they did. You know, there were people that were already on board that were working pretty hard, but it seemed like when Rocky took over, they were enabled. They were allowed to do the work that they needed to do to make the franchise successful. And I know that he wanted to win. He didn't take over the franchise just to have something to do. He had the intent of winning, and you could feel that really from day one. We all knew that we were in for a pretty good ride when we saw some of the things that Rocky did, the people he appointed. The whole attitude of the organization seemed to change almost overnight when Rocky took over. And then just to watch him enjoy the three cup runs, I'll never forget any of the cup runs. But I think the one that probably stands out the most to me was the first cup run where the Blackhawks won their first Stanley Cup in 49 years in Philadelphia. And watching Rocky raise that Stanley Cup above his head on Philadelphia ice with that big smile of his, I mean, that was a priceless moment to me, guys. And you knew that he was in it to win it. And I think everybody also got the feeling at that point that this team wasn't done, that there were a couple of more championships that they could win, and ultimately they did.
Well, it's going to be a very appropriate event a week from Wednesday at the United Center. The Wirtz family and the Blackhawks announcing plans for the public to honor the legacy of Rocky Wirtz. And the gates will actually open at 9:30 in the morning, free parking at Lot K there at the United Center. Mm-hmm. And the event starts at 11 a.m. I know it's going to be a good tribute to Rocky Wirtz. John, thanks for sharing a couple of stories with us this morning.
Wait, I just want to ask, John, have you got your first Connor Bedard goal call all figured out?
I've given it a little bit of thought. But I think what I want to do is I want to shake the young man's hand. I want to welcome him to Chicago and to the Blackhawks organization. and get to know him a little bit, and then I want to kind of watch how he plays. And I think through that buildup of, let's say, visual information, I'll get some kind of a sense of anticipation for what I will need to say. And then when the moment hits me, I mean, who knows? I will probably try and say all the right things, but I got a feeling it's going to be the first of many that he's going to score in a Blackhawk sweater, and another fun ride for the Blackhawk fans.
He may ask you to buy a beer, you know what I mean? He's only 18.
Well, as soon as he turns 21, I'll be happy to do that for you.
John Weideman. All right, John, we'll talk to you down the road. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.